John Patrick and with Barnaby Bright, who stopped by to pay us a visit.
Hey, John.
You guys are actually, you're actually married, too.
Yeah.
We are.
So you're a couple, and you, is it hard? I mean, you never get away from each other.
We don't.
Right?
There is that.
There is that.
Yeah.
But, what's that quote you like? That's
the Rilke quote?
Yeah.
I hold this to be the highest bond between two people that each protect the solitude of the other.
So we try to do that.
We try to do that.
How's that working for you?
We're not touring. We just do our own thing.
Yeah, we kind of go off into our own corner.
And you guys are playing at Northside Tavern tonight.
Yeah. We are, yeah. Really
one
excited.
Of their free shows over there. And Andy Mann from Columbus. Do you guys open the show? Or are you?
I think we're first.
You're first?
Yeah.
But, yeah, big time. Free at Northside Tavern. Barnaby Bright. You guys have been through a couple times. Did Studio 89.
We did. That was
a lot
such
of fun.
A blast.
Yeah, that was February. April?
It was April,
it
yeah.
It probably was April, yeah.
It's we did an in-studio performance in February.
And you were here in February, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just jump into it. Love everybody. Our staff loves you, and our staff's a pretty tough critic. And this song in particular, Gravity, any story behind this? Or?
Well, yeah, it's a breakup song.
Okay.
Sort of interwoven with a song about loss and losing my dad. So kind of melded the two. That's enough said.
It turns into a catchy, fun pop tune.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's what I try to do.
This is Barnaby Bright. Catch them tonight for a free show at Northside Tavern. Barnaby Bright on WNKU.
Everything I know, anything to let you go, but I just keep on sinking. I lied when I said I was alright. I'm anything but alright.
Drop it from a high place.
That is Gravity from Barnaby Bright, who just happened to be in the studio with us here. They are their real names are Nathan and Becky Bliss, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just did that off the top of my head. Didn't even have to study for that. And you got your name for your band is kind of, it's an interesting story.
Yeah, it's another name for the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Dates back to merry old England in medieval times when everything kind of went along with the calendar of the saints and the feast of the saints. And the longest day of the year back then was June 11th. Now they've modulated the calendar. And yeah, now it's June 21st. Mm-hmm. But it was also the feast day of St. Barnabas. So mm-hmm. it was known as Barnaby Bright. Barnaby Bright, the longest day, the shortest night.
That's great.
To say it with Irish.
A little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit. Playing tonight at Northside Tavern, free show at 10 o'clock. That'll be fun. Yeah, I mean, every time you guys come through, everybody that sees you are like, wow. And it's just you two, which is, you know, you're a whole band.
Well, we try to fill up the sound.
Yeah,
you do. And you've got some new music you're working on, a new record out very soon.
We're super excited. Just yesterday... you know, when we're on the road and the mixing engineer is sending us tracks to listen to and make notes on, it's hard. So, like, yesterday I downloaded them onto my iPhone and we brought super fancy headphones in the car and we were listening and making notes. And so I think we just have two left and then they're getting mastered. And
yeah, so we're 99% done.
Yeah.
It's really exciting.
We're shooting for, like, a New York City CD release show in September, mid-September.
And that's something else. You guys are Midwesterners from Kansas City.
Yeah.
But moved to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. What's the story with Brooklyn and the whole music scene there? Every other band, literally, it seems like it comes through here, it's based in Brooklyn.
An incredible artist and talented musician.
I like to feel like we were there before everybody else was.
We led the charge.
When we moved there, we lived in the East Village first, and the rent there is just, like, it's wrong. It's sick. So we moved to Brooklyn. And, yeah, I mean, almost any time we hear a band, we're like, oh, where are they from? And they're from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn-based.
It's just the most affordable place to live, and it's eclectic and cool. And
affordable is the main thing that we hear, but then also eclectic and not Manhattan, which may be a little stiff.
Yeah, Manhattan's it's kind of becoming the playground for the rich and mm-hmm. famous, and, you know, it's harder for artists to make it.
Yeah, we don't play in Brooklyn that much, though, because I feel like most of the bigger venues and stuff are in Manhattan, easy to get to in Manhattan and stuff.
It's Barnaby Bright, and catch him tonight, free show, Northside Tavern in Northside, ironically. What are we going to play next? We were kind of debating off of here, and now we're ready to go. So,
it's live.
Want to pick it up with a little...
If I Came Back as a Song, we forgot that one.
Okay.
What was it? Which one?
If I Came Back as a Song? Do you guys ever
Number five.
One?
Well, we will now.
Okay.
Here we go. Barnaby Bright in the studio. Catch him tonight at Northside Tavern. Here they are, Barnaby Bright on WNKU.
Feeling down.
That's Barnaby Wright on WNKU playing tonight a free show at Northside Tavern with Andy Man Hopkins out of Columbus. I hear he's quite a character. I've heard a lot of things about him, mostly good. but Barnaby Bright. John. Yeah, okay, yeah, please.
Full report.
Please let us know about Andy Man.
I'm looking forward to hearing him too.
Andy Man Hopkins tonight and Barnaby Bright, who are in the studio with us right now. And one of that album, well, I guess, is this an EP or an album, Gravity?
Yeah, technically it's
EP.
An EP.
EP with six songs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's either way, it was in the Amazon Top 100 last year, which is very cool for a kind of a little baby band like you guys.
Yeah, we were really psyched. Adele was number one, so we feel, hey, we're keeping some pretty good company.
Yeah, and the live show is great. If you get a chance to go out the North Side tonight and check these guys out. But you've won a few things lately, which is always good. Looks good on a resume.
It looks good, and if it pays a little money, that's even better. We got there's this competition in New York City called the New York Song Circle Competition, and a bunch of people send in songs, and they narrow it down to 12, and then there's sort of a live show for the 12 finalists, and we won, and we got $10,000, which was huge.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that part.
The worst car, though, it was a 97 Chevy Cavalier with two doors, and the air conditioning didn't work, and there were no power windows, and you couldn't even open the driver's door more than a foot, and we're loading gear, we're driving.
So this was your van.
This was our tour vehicle.
Right.
Yeah.
We were just drenched in sweat. We had to keep the windows down, stuck in traffic on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway. I mean, it was pure hell.
Right.
I think God really came in and, you know, just gave us that.
So you got a new car.
We got a new car.
What did you get?
We got a CRV, 2009 Honda. CRV.
So. With a hatchback thing?
Yep.
Hatchback so perfect thing. For all
tinted
your stuff.
Tinted windows. So but not too conspicuous, like an actual tour van or something.
Right, because those get broken into a lot.
We had some friends in Brooklyn, this great band Lucius. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Mm-hmm, sure.
All their stuff was in the van.
You know what, James McMurtry, he puts a sign that says Meals on Wheels on
his
van.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It works out pretty well for
him, too.
Awesome. And they've never been broken into.
That's awesome.
Nobody wants to break into the Meals on Wheels van.
That's such a great idea.
That seems to work well for him. And then you guys are heading up the East Coast and I guess kind of home. Well, then home and then back to Philadelphia and then and then back home to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming in. What are we playing next? We didn't really talk about that to take us out here.
Should we do Don't Look Down because it's a driving song?
Yeah, that's one we play a bunch too.
Okay.
On WNKU. We're talking to Barnaby Bright. Check him out at barnabybright.com. Free show at Northside Tavern tonight with Andy Man Hopkins and a new a full CD this time?
Yeah, full CD, 12 songs.
With a big video and everything.
Yeah. Big video, our first video. We just shot it. Really excited.
When do we think it'll be out here? Any idea?
We think in mid-September.
Because I know those things change sometimes.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty solid, though. This deadline has been moving and moving, but now it's mid-September.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. And if you do, seriously, if you get a chance to see these guys live, our staff loves these guys, and we are pretty tough critics. So thank you guys for coming
Thanks
by.
Thanks so much for having us, John.
Nathan and Becky Bliss, married and also known as Barnaby Bright. And here they are playing tonight at Northside Tavern. It's Barnaby Bright on WNKU.